Introduce a man who's been with us, I don't know, 5 or 6 times on the mountain stage, and hopefully he'll keep coming back as long as we have a show, and as long as he's traveling and rambling around the world, and that is his first name, as a matter of fact. Ramblin' is his first name, Ramblin' Jack Elliott. He started out several years ago, quite a few years ago, ran away at the age of 14, the tender age, from Brooklyn to join the rodeo, and ever since then he's been involved with horses and trucks and automobiles and boats and airplanes and music. I'm not sure in that order, both here and in other countries. Introduced American folk music in many ways to Europe. Traveled with Woody Guthrie for years, with Jack Kerouac. Seems to know just about everybody there is in the music business. At least they know him. People like Bruce Springsteen and Rod Stewart come and see him in his concerts. His new album, as a matter of fact, he's joined by Bob Weir and Tom Waits and Arlo Guthrie and no telling who else. Finally, a couple of years ago, he won the Grammy Award. After all these years, I think it's about time, for the best traditional folk album, an album called South Coast, which you can pick up. His new album isn't named, and it's not out yet, but you can look for it in the stores. A man whose stories are just as interesting as his songs, so we're going to let him talk and sing both. Welcome back, our good friend, Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
From my baby, let me buy the San Francisco Bay. Ocean liner, she gone so far away. Didn't mean to treat her so bad. The best gal I ever have had. She said goodbye, like to make me cry. Wanna lay down and die. Haven't got a nickel, I ain't got a lousy dime. Don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. She ever come back to stay, spend another brand new day walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Down looking from my back door, wondering which way to go. Woman, I'm so crazy about, she don't want me to mall. They can't take me a freight train because I'm feeling blue. Right on the way to the end of the line, thinking only of you. Live a while in another city, just about to go insane. Sound like I heard my baby the way she used to call my name. She ever come back to stay, spend another brand new day walking with my baby. Talking with my baby. Gliding, driving, jiving, talking with my baby down by the sand. Friend, Frisco Bay.
Thank you. Well, that was written by my old friend Jesse Fuller, who isn't with us any longer, but it was my pleasure to meet him and travel with him a little bit back in the 50s. And I've been traveling so long and so far that I can't remember where I was when or when I was where, but it's all sort of falling together. I'm trying to write my memoirs along with this new record album with all his friends doing duets like Bob Weir and Arlo Guthrie, Emmylou Harris. I'd like to do one for my old friend Bob Dylan, who was falling ill a while back and I got awful worried, but I heard the good news that he's out of the hospital and doing well. This is one that... goes out to Bob, and with all of my best wishes for a speedy recovery. And I learned this from one of Bob's records one time when I was snowing in a mountain cabin, couldn't get the door open 3 days. We had a refrigerator full of venison and a bottle of Cutty Sark and this Bob Dylan record playing over and over again. So I finally learned a new song. It's called Don't Think Twice. It's all right. No use to sit and wonder why, babe, if and you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window, I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's alright. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. Thinking and wondering, walking down the road, how I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. Da-da-da-da. So long, honey, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, babe, so I'll just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind, could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's another song that learned from another friend named Bob. This is Bob Weir. Made me learn this song about 20 years ago. He gave me one of those Grateful Dead records, and I learned the song off the record there upon his instruction. And I never quite learned how to sing it right. In fact, I still don't know how to sing it, but we went in the studio a few months ago, and Bob and I put our heads together, put our guitars together, and came up with a new version of Friend of the Devil. I'd like to take a crack at it here and see what happens. Comes out different every time. Gremlin again. I think this trip has been a little rough on the car, but it's been hard on the guitar. Something weird going on here with the neck. It's all these airplanes I've been flying on. Really, I don't enjoy flying on other people's airlines. I guess I'm going to have to get my own airplane. I always want to take it away, you know, and throw it in the baggage. Well, here we go. Sleep that night till the morning come around. Sit out a runner, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Run down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Sit out a runner, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry when it's a lonely night. And the first one's named Sweet Anne Marie. She's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, baby, and the sheriff on the trail. And if it catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, babe, and one in Cherokee. First one says he got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out a runner, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. Get some sleep tonight. Clap for that. That seemed better, but that song's a bit out of its own native element there. Here's one that's at home anywhere. This was my dog Caesar's favorite song. Caesar was a husky dog, part husky, part Australian shepherd, you know, part sled dog, part cow dog, which is a real good cross for a road buddy on the music circuit. And he was, well, he was his main job, he was my road manager. His job was to get me to the gig on time. He did it well, and then after we got there, I mean, he wasn't part of the act or anything, not one of these trained dog acts, although I did teach him to drive the car. But then we got late to the gig, and he's a very careful driver. We didn't hit nothing, just kind of slow is all. So after that, I didn't let him drive after that time. Got late to Denver. But singing this song, dog would just drop whatever he's doing in the back, shaking hands with people or bumming steaks. I don't know what he's doing back there, but he'd quit and he'd come right up on stage when he heard the opening strains of Old Shep. And he'd plunk himself right down on the stage right by me here and put his chin on his front paws and kind of look up at me and close his eyes and listen to the song. And when it was over, he'd kind of get up and stretch and yawn and walk off. Stole the show. Caesar isn't around anymore. He went away. He's up in dog heaven there. But I'd like to sing this in honor of best dog I ever had, Caesar. Oh, shit. When I was a lad, and old Shep was a pup, over hills and mountains we'd stray. Just a boy and a dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember the time by the old swimming hole, when I would have drowned beyond doubt. But old Shep was there, and to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. Years rolled on by and old Seppy grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. Then one day the doctor looked at him and said, I can't do no more for him, Jim. With hands that were trembling, I picked up my gun. I aimed it at Shep's faithful head, but I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run. I wished they would shoot me instead. For old Sheppy, he knew he was going to go. He reached down and licked at my hand. Then he looked up at me, just as much as to say, we're parting, but I understand. Now old Sheppy, he is gone where the good doggies go. And no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Shep.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott. Wherever you are, watch for him. He's always traveling, always getting around, always rambling around singing. Jack Elliott got a new record coming out soon. His last record was a Grammy Award winner for the best traditional folk album. It's called South Coast. And the new one, I don't know what it's going to be called, but whatever it is, you ought to check it out because he's got all these people singing with him and playing with him. I guess you heard him tell us it was his last song in the middle of the song there. First time Jack was on the show was about 10 years ago. We told him how much time he had.
He was getting nervous, so he was singing Don't Think Twice for his last song. He stopped after the second verse, walked over and asked us if he had enough time for the third verse. That was my introduction to Jack. Not as good, though, as what I've heard. I mean, the most famous show I've ever heard of Jack's. Now, he can tell me if this is true or not when I get off stage. Heard that he was late getting to a show because his dog lost the way when he was driving. And so he called him up and did the show over the telephone. And they put it up to the microphone. He said he didn't know who was crazier, him or the people that stayed and listened to the show. Ramblin' Jack Elliott.